Howdy and welcome to Moose Podcast number 506. You gotta ask yourself, how you folks doing this mighty fine week? I trust you're all doing well. Here at the ranch, we have baby birds. The robins seem to really had a huge, I mean, we had more robins than normal on our little slice of heaven here, but they're everywhere right now. We've got tons of siskins and goldfinches, and the woodpeckers are coming back, the downies and the hairies. And at one point we had three pileated woodpeckers here at one time, two males and a female. So it's been great. And I'm having a great time. I shouldn't say this, but sitting on my butt, shooting out the window at this one tree that's got this gorgeous green on it, and the birds are just teeing up on it. It's just, it's been delightful. So I hope you're having just as great a past week and one coming up. And where you're at, you've got all sorts of great things to photograph as well. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded using Adobe Podcast Beta. Still doing its thing. Cleaning up the voice, creating the transcript that you can find there at the blog post for the podcast at moosepearson.com. Well, links and photo. You can go to your favorite spot, Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, wherever. I appreciate you guys telling the word. Our numbers are still, it's amazing how they keep creeping up. They're just not like big numbers, I hear from people all over this planet, and it just boggles my mind that we can have a conversation even though we are not next door neighbors. That's just so cool. So thanks ever so much. Kind of a quiet week in the world of photography. Not much has gone on as far as anything really new, which is kind of cool. Gives us a chance to perhaps catch up on what we've got going. Part of that for myself is I've been busy reading. I've got had two books going. I did finish. I finished the Few, which I talked about last week. If you read that book, you're going to read and learn about author Art Donahue. Now, Arthur was one of the Few, one of the pilots, and he wrote a book that was published in 1942, and he was shot down and killed in action in 1942. So it, I'll let you think about that for a second. One of the few Americans who went over and violated the Neutrality Act, fought the Battle of Britain. He wrote a book. He was killed in action in 1942, and the book was published in 1942. So the title of the book is Tally Ho, Yankee and a Spitfire by Arthur Donahue. It's a really good read. I want to thank my good friends at Bedford, bedfords.com, for having such a great used department. I'm not going to tell you what I got because I don't sound like I'm bragging, because boy, I just got a really cool piece of wow. And it's there. I mean, their inventory is mind-boggling. Their knowledge base of what they've got and what it can do for your photography is staggering, and they're just sitting there waiting to help you. And that's not really sitting much. They're always busy, which is a sign that they're kind of the guys. They got seven stores. You can go in person. You can give them a phone call. They are going to pick up that phone, and they're going to help you out. You can go to the website. However you go, a couple things you can do for me. One, you can thank them for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. And two, you can say my name. That will thank you when you check out with that 5% discount. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I appreciate the love notes. You folks are very kind to send me love notes, either via like Facebook, for example, or direct emails, and saying thanks for turning you on to Bedford's, how much you love them. And hey, thank you, because it's and thank Bedford's. I'm just passing along the good word. So bedfords.com. They're the place. Thanks. I'm very fortunate to have some amazing conversations. And I say conversations, it's not like I'm in person or on the phone. Most of the time it's emails. And people reach out, and I'm glad they do, because you don't need to reinvent the wheel. I've already made all the mistakes. Like I've mentioned a gazillion times, I have fallen in every pothole, pit hole, giant well multiple times. So there's no reason for you to do the same thing. In this conversation, well, it's not untypical. It's summertime, out photographing birds. And this photographer, having a hell of a time getting a sharp picture, asked for help. Now, he shoots with Sony. I've known him for quite a while. Nice guy. And not that I know the Sony system by any stretch of the imagination. But he started asking about settings for autofocus, because he says he knows other people with the same Sony setup. They're always getting sharp pictures, but I'm not. What was wrong with the camera? You just got to ask yourself, is it really the camera gear or is it moi? I've done podcasts about how we are our own best teacher. But in the situation where we need to learn, we often learn by asking questions. And when the questions are generated from things we don't know or things we want to understand better, so then we ask questions. Perhaps we go to Google. Perhaps we go to a friend. Perhaps we go to a book. Perhaps we go to school. All in the grand hopes of being educated so we can what? Do better. So you got to ask a lot of questions, and you need to ask of yourself. Now, first and foremost in this, I'm not suggesting, nor am I even recommending, or do I even really like doing it. I'm not talking about second guessing our decisions. To me, that's not really productive. No, when you got to ask, let's take a very simple scenario. You're going to an air show and you have a couple of options. You have, let's say you have a 400 millimeter fixed focal length. You have a zoom, let's say 100 or 400. You've got another zoom, let's say 180 to 600. So you've got three possible lenses you could take to that air show. We got to ask yourself which one. You can't take all three. I mean, yes, you can. But by the end of the day, you're going to be so pounded down and you're going to be, you know, switching lenses and double guessing yourself that what? Will you get the photograph? So you got to ask yourself which one. And in that process, there's the learning process. Now, this learning process, let's continue with the same idea. Which of those three lenses, just to finish that thought, would I take to an air show? These days, it's going to be a Z180-600. I have found that that focal length and its physical weight, its incredible sharpness, is just a killer lens for air shows. And the other ones, the straight 400, it will do a great job. And I've used it before at air shows, before the 180-600 got into my kit. And with that, what did I do? I put a 1.4 on it. And there's times when that 1.4 was, you know, 560 was perfect. And there was times it was too much. So then I had to take it off. And in that process, taking it off, I missed a picture. That happened more than once. What about the 100 or 400? I was very fortunate. I had a friend loan that to me for about a year because I wanted to see if that was going to really work, especially, you know, perhaps multitasking, air shows, air to air. Great lens. I loved it, but it's push-pull, and that just wasn't working for me. It wasn't push-pull. It was too long to zoom. It is not an internal zoom is what I'm trying to spit out here. It expands, contracts when you zoom it, and that doesn't work, especially for air-to-air. So You got to ask yourself. And when you ask yourself, who are you actually talking to? You're talking to the inner you. You're talking to the photographer, the creative person, the CEO, the chief financial officer. You're talking to all those entities at once. So the conversation can get confused at times. It can get very fluid. It can get very testy. But in that process, you got to ask yourself, who is it all for? Let's say, for example, there's something you want to photograph. You want to go and photograph a particular car. It's going to be at the car meet this weekend. And it's not for anything. It's not for any purpose other than the fact that it's your own enjoyment. And you get there and your car is there, but the light sucks. And there's people sitting in chairs next to it. But there's your beautiful car. So you first got to ask yourself, okay, is there a possible photograph here? If there is, what do you have to do to get it? Do you need to talk to the folks and ask them to move? Do you find out who the owner is and perhaps set up your own private shoot outside of the car show? But you got to ask yourself, what does that photograph mean to me? What do I want to put into getting that photograph? And then what am I going to do with the end result? Because it's truly you're driving this car. It's all about you. So that's why you got to ask. You got to ask, I think, continually. I'm got a bad habit. I walk around everywhere. And I kind of mumbled to myself because I got to ask myself so many questions. Everything from, can I afford that particular item? Do I need that particular item? Will my accountant ask the same questions? And will I have an answer? Yeah, I got to ask myself that too sometimes. But more importantly, and kind of going what I was talking about the last couple of podcasts, I ask myself, do I need more of those photographs? Do I need, the classic example is going to be the great blue heron. Because like every other wildlife photographer, I've got thousands and thousands of them. Yet I find a scenario, it's really cool. The last one was, I had a great blue heron eating a baby turtle. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. And the light was really great. And it was in breeding plumage, and I didn't have those pictures in my files. So, you know, I shot it, even though I said, I got to ask, do I need more great blue heron pictures? And there are some times where I literally say, do I need more pictures? And will they generate revenue, or is it something I want to put on my wall? And of late, couple of times I've not taken the picture. I've just enjoyed the moment, smelled the roses. But it all comes from, you got to ask. You got to ask yourself these questions. And there's, one of the things that I was having this conversation with this guy about his sharpness, flight pictures and stuff that came to mind is, because I kept saying, you know, you got to ask yourself, you got to ask yourself, you got to ask yourself. And it reminded me of when you get a spam email, and I don't know about where you are, but they're really bad in our little corner of Montana here, to the point where they have PSAs on television warning, especially seniors, I guess that'd be me, about these different really bad scam emails. And so they say very simple things like, in when the email comes, you got to ask, did you solicit this information? You got to ask, is it real? You take your mouse and you hover over the links. And if the links take you to, you know, squatty-dotty-body-boom-boom.com rather than back to whoever, you know, this email is supposed to be from, then it's another sign that it's a scam. But if you don't ask yourself and you just click, all sorts of bad things that possibly can happen. And that's true of photography. You gotta ask. You just gotta ask. It's kind of like that one of those things that people do, you know, and they see a fence and it says no trespassing. And they just go anyway. And it's like, no, that's one of the times where you gotta ask permission because it says don't go. So asking for forgiveness, especially where I am, doesn't work out so well. You got to ask. You got to ask when you go in into the digital darkroom and you're finishing a photograph. Is this represents the story I want to tell? Is this overfinished, underfinished? Just what? You got to ask, do I need all that depth of focus? Can I shoot wide open and will that change the story I'm going to tell? You got to ask, do I need exposure compensation? You got to ask, do I need to move left, do right, up or down? If you do this enough, you're going to get like me and have these conversations with yourself. And it's, I think, okay. Because when it's all said and done, right, it's your photograph. It's your story that you're presenting. And you just simply, you know, got to be satisfied with it. You got to ask. You folks have an absolutely splendid week. I appreciate you spending time with me. If you ever need anything, remember, you can email me. I'm here to help. Ask questions on Spotify. But most importantly, remember to go out and make every click your story.